Big developments on the vaccine front today, both here and internationally. A panel of experts at the US Food and Drug Administration has approved the use of the Pfizer vaccine in children as young as five. Here, the medicines regulator has approved COVID booster shots for Australian adults 6 months after they've been vaccinated. There are a few more regulatory hoops to jump through on that one first, but third doses of Pfizer will begin next month. Also from November, the international border will be relaxed for Australians wanting to travel overseas. No travel exemptions will be needed for those who are fully vaccinated. Emily Burke reports.
With supplies assured, Australians can expect to roll up their sleeves for booster shots from Monday, November the 8th, once the government's vaccine advisory body makes its final recommendations. The Therapeutic Goods Administration has approved booster doses of the Pfizer vaccine for people aged 18 years and older, 6 months after their second dose. The Federal Health Minister is Greg Hunt.
It will mean that Australia will be one of the most highly vaccinated societies in the world, one of the most recently vaccinated communities in the world, and one of the first to receive a whole of population booster program.
Those in aged care and disability support are likely to be first in line for the booster shots. Dr. Deborah Cromer is an infectious diseases modeller and senior research fellow at the Kirby Institute.
We're seeing in a number of studies that immunity to the disease wanes and decreases over time, and that results in a lowered protection against any sort of disease symptoms. And so the idea is to boost that immunity back up again after 6 months to make sure that protection against disease is maintained.
And young children could be eligible for a vaccine by the end of November after an expert panel at the US Food and Drug Administration gave the go-ahead to kid-sized doses of Pfizer vaccine for 5 to 11-year-olds. The head of the TGA, John Skerritt, says the approval process here won't be rushed.
As soon as any medicine or vaccine is proposed for use or applied for use in children, you obviously need to dig even deeper, and I'm saying even because we look at safety very thoroughly for every age group, but we dig in even deeper for children.
Rapid antigen self-testing kits that can be used at home will be available in major Australian supermarkets from next week. Regional Australians won't be left behind, according to the Federal Minister for Regional Health, David Gillespie.
Hey, I've been in touch with the major retailers, Coles, Woolies, IGA and the Pharmacy Guild. They have assured me that regional Australia will be getting rapid antigen tests that people can use at home or in the workplace without a medical professional at the same time as rest of Australia.
Professor Deborah Williamson from the Doherty Institute says the tests are fast, but they're not as accurate as the standard COVID test.
It's certainly not a replacement for PCR testing. People who are symptomatic or who have a positive antigen test result should absolutely go and get the gold standard PCR test. But what I think that this will do is just to help us move back towards a more safer COVID normal society.
Australia's taking off on Monday, Mr. Speaker.
Some welcome news for double vaccinated Australians with itchy feet.
Australians will be taking off as the international restrictions on travel by the vaccinated Australian residents and citizens is lifted, and there's more than 500,000 Australians who have already downloaded their international vaccination certificate, Mr. Speaker, which will enable them to do that. By the end of the year, Mr. Speaker, I fully anticipate that we'll be able to achieve seeing international visitors, including backpackers, Mr. Speaker, who are double vaccinated.
As the international border relaxes, all eyes are on the return of students and business travellers, and big events like the Australian Open. The federal government says unvaccinated tennis players would be allowed to enter the country provided they quarantine for 14 days, but it would be up to Victoria to apply for an exemption. But the Victorian Premier has returned serve.
Well, I'm not applying for any exemptions for any unvaccinated players. So if we don't apply for an exemption, then no exemption will be granted, and then the whole issue is basically resolved.
Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews, Emily Burke with that report.